And what about MEK inhibitors, of course, in not just melanoma, but even lung cancer? We're seeing those combinations be used. Vemurafenib has been paired with cobimetinib in melanoma, and then you have dabrafenib and trametinib. What about that strategy or that combined with an anti-EGFR antibody?
Right, so in this study that is currently ongoing, the so-called BEACON study, that is including a MEK inhibitor in one of the arms also. One of the arms is cetuximab and the BRAF inhibitor encorafenib, and the other arm is cetuximab, encorafenib, and binimetinib, which is the MEK inhibitor. And then the third arm is a control with just chemo and cetuximab. So that, I think, will be a direct comparison of how much benefit a MEK inhibitor would provide for BRAF, and hopefully it'd be like melanoma and they'll do better. The data from there was a 30-patient safety lead-in to that randomized phase III study that was just presented at ESMO, and in that combination of cetuximab, encorafenib, and binimetinib, so an anti-EGFR drug, a BRAF drug, and a MEK drug, the response rate was over 40%, and the PFS wasn't reached. The median time for patients to be on study was almost 6 months, over 5.5 months, but three-quarters of the patients were still on treatment. So that actually may be a much more effective regimen than just the triplet we had with chemo, but we'll need to see how that turns out.
I'm kind of trying to get a global feel for BRAF mutant disease and colon cancer and targeted therapy. I've had the impression that it's just completely a different ballgame than melanoma and even lung cancer. I mean, lung cancer right now, BRAF positive disease investigators are treating with targeted therapy in first-line metastatic disease. But colon never seemed to kind of have that, I don't know, sort of sensitivity. You're bringing in the antibody, et cetera. Globally, do you really think that targeted therapy is going to be helpful once you kind of get it right?
Yes, I do. I think that it will be helpful. I mean, the median survival for BRAF mutated metastatic disease is around a half, 50% of non-mutated, so that's a very poor prognosis group. I think the reason that we haven't made as much progress yet is twofold. First, that the BRAF inhibitor by itself did not work, so we needed to discover that you needed to pair it with an anti-EGFR. And the second thing is, it's still pretty rare, 4 or 5% of all colon cancer, so the studies take a lot longer to do. And those are the things that have slowed down the development. But I think aggressive chemotherapy with these combinations and possibly adding some immunotherapy eventually should really help these patients do substantially better than where we started at.